We'll call the Real Estate Committee to order, and the first order of business is to approve the agenda. I would like to revise the agenda to add the revised TIF resolution as an information item, and at the request of the District of Columbia to remove item three under the action items.
I will withdraw that, but let's proceed to discuss it. I mean, I'd like to have some discussion. Is that all right?
No.
I tried to accommodate my friends in the district.
Right now? Okay, well, let them proceed with the Silver Spring Transit.
Exactly, right.
Because I know you have some interest.
Well, what are we doing with the agenda here?
What'd you say?
Are you proceeding on the agenda at this for the time being?
No.
It's either going to be on or not.
Well, you can't take it off before our caucus. You want to have the caucus and then we just want to take it off afterwards.
Just take a minute.
Okay.
Take it off now, there's no point in the caucus.
Right.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, my Mr. Speaker. Mr. Malasky.
Don't take it off.
All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Opposed? That's approved. Mr. Malasky.
Hello, everyone. This is the item is the approval of the staff report for the Silver Spring Transit Center compact public hearing. I thought I would take a couple minutes and kind of walk you through what the transit center is, and then go through a brief summary of the staff recommendation. To orient you here on this slide. Well, there we go, you can see it. This is Coastal Road, this is the rail tracks over here, station entrance. The transit center will be a three-level structure, and there will be adjacent joint development, which I'll talk about in a minute. So again, this is Coastal Road heading towards Georgia in this direction here. This is the first level of the transit center, which is primarily bus. There are 17 bus bays here, entrance off of Coastal Road, and again, entrance into the metro station here. Off the property of the transit center, but as part of the overall development, the county is requiring a park, which will be a two-level park. There's a water feature here, and we'll go to the second level shortly. So there will be kind of an urban park. This part will be more concrete. The upper level will be more low-key and shrub and trees. So in terms of access points, one can come in to the transit center here when we're walking, or to come in through the park. As we see, there are multiple other ways to access the transit center. Go to the next slide. This is the second level of the transit center. Here, buses will come in from Ramsey Avenue. One of the objectives is to separate traffic depending on routes so we don't have the backup that currently occurs with all the buses trying to get into the bus loops right now. So again, coming in here, there are 15 bus bays on this level. You see here vertical transportation for pedestrians. And this yellow is pedestrian paths to get across. On this level, there's also the this area down here, waiting room for the BART station, and also for intercity buses. Part of the transit center will be intercity buses as well as the local buses. And so that is in this area right here. You see bridges to get across to the MART trains. You have escalators, elevators, stairs, vertical transportation if one wants to get down to the lower bus level or to get to the metro station. Even though the compact hearing is really about the transit center itself, just to tell you, there are three projected buildings that have been before the board before for the joint development, a hotel intended probably to be an extended stay, residential-oriented hotel in this location, and an apartment building here, which will span over this pedestrian entrance, and then another apartment building over here. So that would be the three private buildings. Go to the next slide. The top level of the transit center actually enters from Bonnet Fifth Avenue. And this is kiss and ride, drop off, there'll be an entrance to the hotel here, and this apartment building. This will be a place for taxis and car, things like that to occur on this level. Go to the next slide. This will give you a perspective of the transit center. Again, our existing facts. You see on the right hand side, in the middle, there is a place for the Metropolitan Branch bike trail. And then at the bottom, the lower level entrance to the transit center, there we go, right here. This is the second level of buses and the top level here. So you can see the three levels of the transit center. On this one, you can also get an idea of natural light coming into the center. This is a southwest sun direction. And so coming in through here, there will be natural light coming into the center. Of course, there will be artificial lighting for dark days and evenings, but there will be, during the day, a good amount of natural light coming into the transit center. As I said, Metropolitan Branch Trail is here, and this is also a path for a future Bi-County Transit Way that's been accommodated in the plans in this location so that there's a path that's ready for it at such time as that materializes. This area, there will be a transit store and also an office for the Metro Police. For the next slide. Another perspective, this gives you a little better idea of the top level of the center. Again, you have 1, 2, 3 vertical transportation elevators, escalator stairs in the middle. There's also some of that is here. Give you a little better idea of the bridge over to the
Mr. Chairman.
Next one. Mr. Graham.
I will move approval.
Second.
Move and second approval with the staff recommendation.
I'll show jealousy.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Great job, Mr. Marlaski.
Thank you.
That leaves us with
Mr. Chairman.
On the agenda.
Yes, Mr.
Green House.
Okay. Well, you should move, Mr.
Barrett. I move that we adopt the agenda. Wouldn't have been
matter. With just being added and then.
No, just
ask general consent not to do number three.
Yeah.
Or you could move to postpone.
Postpone.
Seconded by you, Mr. Chairman.
Seconded by Mr. Clark.
With that objection, number three. That brings us to, we're moving right along.
We have such great harmony here.
Yeah. In D.C.
In D.C., yes.
We have an information item that we had some questions at the last board meeting, and now we're back with a little information.
I just have one. I have to go.
Chris Harkin from the CFO's office.
I just have a basic question. If I may, Mr. Chairman, there were amendments that were presented to this when it was at the board. I guess it was sent back to the committee.
It was remanded to staff who worked on the issues raised by the board to try to address the core issue being whether the change in formula, which formula would drive, would have any financial impact on the allocation of funds. So that's actually what Rick was coming here to talk about, if you need him to. What we did was simply look at the allocation in the prior resolution, and we stated the percentage, not a formula, we stated the percentage going forward. So it was equal to the amount in the prior formula, the way it operated. So instead of citing a formula for which there may be some change, there may be some evolution, we fixed the percentage based on the prior experience under the prior TIF resolution, which seemed to be the core issue underlying jurisdictional concerns raised by this resolution.
Okay, so if I may, Mr. Chairman. So this is here. There's no action on this matter.
No, we're here, frankly, to bring it back up as an information item to assure that we have, in fact, resolved all the issues before we bring it back to the board so that we can do what we can to address those issues prior to bringing it.
So So for my issues, I mean, I had issues associated with this. It seems as though the issues have been resolved.
We made every effort to answer all the questions that were asked and resolve all the issues, right?
Eight and nine.
Right. We created the additional individual jurisdictional accounts, and we'll commit to report on these quarterly as part of a broader effort to report on all balances of all accounts to every jurisdiction on a quarterly basis in general.
That does resolve the questions that I had on the issue of the order of spending.
But that's
Mr. Call.
Just remind me. Obviously, should remember this. When we came to a split in August 2000, which fell out of. In one of these resolutions, it's in from Maryland, Virginia, after a certain number, he's off the top. What was that based on?
The jurisdictional split? Jurisdictional split was based on the construction formula of the 106-mile system. Where we ran into the problem was that the 106-mile system was done. So what we tried to substitute was the IRP formula, and where we ran into some trouble at the last board meeting, use that word, was explaining how the IRP formula may have differed from the construction formula. And we weren't able to clearly elucidate to the board the exact difference. They understood the board's concern was a disinterest, if you will, in changing that formula substantially, committing really along the lines of continuation of the prior accepted practice and the percentage.
Percentage is we would be approving it as an action item to be
explicit. They would be described here on the first resolve. It says 36% of the District of Columbia, 37% of the State of Maryland, and 27% of the Commonwealth. It is exactly equivalent to the percentages of how the joint development proceeds have been allocated at this point.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Do you have anything else?
Yeah.
I guess we're ready to adjourn.
That was my answer. That was good.
Good job, Carol.
We have one more thing. I move that the board meet in executive session to discuss personnel matters consistent with board procedure. Roman numeral 6.3.
Second.
So you're ready to vote? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.